country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Yeah, I heard this song.
Oh, okay.
Moving through the country, gonna see a lot of preachers. Moving through the country, gonna meet me a lot of preachers. Moving through the country, gonna hear a lot of preachers. Moving through the country, gonna see a lot of preachers. Preachers come, good and bad. They are ordinary man. It's a factor we must count. And if some have been led astray, that don't mean that they're all fakes. Some still can't point to the way. Moving through the country, gonna see a lot of preachers. Moving through the country, gonna meet a lot of preachers. Moving through the country, gonna hear a lot of preachers. Moving through the country, gonna see a lot of preachers. A couple skills have a real short list.
I love that. That's the original song with the presidents of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Peaches. That is Preachers by Apologetics, one of my favorite bands. They're hilarious. They are. Do you want me to play the intro just because?
Well, that's
I think
the
they
show.
Know it's us. I mean, they know it's us whether we play it or not. So still start it. And I'm saying, I mean, it's like, come on. It's like overkill.
You know what I want to talk about today?
What? What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about time. Because we haven't talked about that enough. I want to talk about time
I'll play the song.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got to shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show,
we're killing time. That's what we're doing. We're going to kill it. I'm killing it with a stick. Watch. Watch.
It's
killed. Dead.
Salvaged today.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
Faith is a little giddy because she knows what's coming up now.
Your freaking answer machine just hung up on me for the third time. I've been trying to do this freaking call-in three times. Every time I pause for 0.2 seconds.
You can't
to breathe,
pause.
It cuts me off.
He should know.
There's
how
no
many
breathing.
Times has
no
he
breathing.
Called?
You
how
call
many times
enough to know.
In?
You call enough to know better, Alvin.
He knows the rule.
If you're sure with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To send with urgent, press 3. To send with normal, press 4. If you got what I'm saying, because you have a short attention span, *S3:*184625. Stuff like that. I was calling in.
You know what you
again.
Do? You know, listen. You do like
what?
When I call in.
Yeah.
When I call like the credit card company or like when I call the cable company or DirecTV or whatever, whoever. You just hit 0. You just keep pushing 0. 0000000 until somebody says, "We'll be with you in just a moment." And then it rings and then you have a real live person. 0000000 just keep hitting 0. It works every time.
Okay.
Hi, yes, I'd like to talk to a real person. Oh, good. A real person's here. You know, I just had to beat 0 to death.
Okay, but let me tell you, that's great advice and all, but if you call our call-in number,
you push 0, you're never going to get a real person.
It won't be us if you do.
Oh, I don't know where you'll go.
And our call-in number is 206.
Can you imagine? No. You should forward it so that it goes to our phone, so that I answer the phone when people call.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
But how is anybody going to know that's funny? Because it wouldn't be recorded.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, okay. In your head. The call-in number is 206-350-6956.
Oh,
and today's show has been brought
up.
To you by withinhisgrace.com. Get all of your fancy t-shirts and Christian memorabilia there.
Not here. There. Alrighty then.
Let them be responsible for all that Nickelodeon stuff.
I bet you if you call their number and you push 0, you get a real person.
Probably. Because they're a real company and all.
0000000.
What are we doing?
Fine. I wanted to talk to people.
Oh, Alvin.
To talk about the...
We could call somebody. We haven't called and done a thing.
That's okay. It's Alvin.
Oh, then we'll call somebody maybe.
We won't have time.
Knock, knock. Joke.
Who's there?
Knock joke?
Helen almost, so she didn't almost, she basically pointed out what a Faith has been trying to convey for years.
Which is what?
That Brad,
yes,
forget stuff.
I do.
But I guess Brad didn't really catch it. Well, he caught it.
Yes.
But he didn't comment on it, I guess, because it was out of the mouth of babes, like Jesus said. But yeah, if you guys didn't know, Helen basically said, Daddy, don't forget. And he's like, well, thank you, dear. I got to punish you for embarrassing me on the podcast. This is my podcast. I will be respected.
What happened? I don't even know what he's talking about.
I have no idea, but it's funny.
Okay. Because
I don't think I went off on her. Wait. Oh. Almost had to sneeze.
You don't want him to sneeze. Trust me.
I might blow out a microphone.
Listen.
I hold 3 world records in sneezing. So what were we saying?
Helen.
I don't think I ever screamed at her, this is my podcast and you will respect me. I don't think that ever happens, so I don't really know what he's talking about, but
Daddy, stop hitting me.
I know that didn't happen.
He's amusing himself.
He's imagining this in his head. You're a sick person, Alvin.
If Helen was to become a permanent guest on the show, what would she be? You guys are squirrels. What would she be? Would she be like the baby squirrel? She can't be the squirrel. She'd be like, I don't know. I don't want to say nothing because if it's bad to you guys might do something. So what would she be? That's my question for the day.
She'd be a chipmunk.
Chipmunks aren't baby squirrels.
Sure,
Brad.
Chipmunks are just baby squirrels.
No, they're not.
That's all they are. When chipmunks grow up, they become squirrels. Alrighty. No, because Alvin's a chipmunk, so that's not right. Because Alvin's grown up.
Chipmunks and squirrels are not the same thing.
Okay, so what's a baby squirrel? Why can't she just be a baby squirrel?
She can.
There. See? Settled.
Helen was to be a permanent guest on the show. What type of animal would she be? Oh, would she be able to pick it? Would she be able to pick her animal type? Would you guys
She'd
automatically
be a cat.
Cat.
She loves Joy
horse.
Joy.
She likes horses.
Joy Joy.
It's pretty much it for animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except she's not too fond of Joy Joy anymore because he's a cat now and not a kitten anymore.
She's still fond of her. She carried her around. I love you so much.
I have to tell you this.
So
that,
cute.
That cat's pregnant.
Uh-uh.
You better go have that cat fixed.
She is not pregnant. Why do you say that?
Because she's got a big old belly.
She does not. She's not pregnant. She can't. I'm not having
go
baby.
Go get the cat fixed.
I know.
Yeah, but what if I take her there and they tell me she's pregnant?
I can't do abortion, so you're just going to have to wait for the cats to be born?
You know what? You know how many kittens I've had in my life? I had the most fertile cat on the planet growing up. Trust me. I know what to do with little baby kittens. That's kind of repetitive, isn't it?
She doesn't go on
baby
forums,
kittens.
I was scared because if she did, she could pick whatever her username was and just call her that. Probably not. Is 9 years old? No, I won't let my kids.
No.
I have any, but no. But it's a Christian place. But there are
No. It is a Christian place, but the age limit is 13. You need to be 13 years old to join the forum.
Really?
Yes.
You have 13-year-olds on the forum? Seriously?
Yeah,
seriously.
Chris. Yeah, Jesus freak. Chris, Jesus freak.
He's 13?
Well, he was when he was in the forum. I mean, he's older than that now. It's been a couple of years, but he was, yeah.
Okay.
And Judy, she was 13 or 14.
What happened to them anyway?
They grew up and got lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of adults on this, I guess not. But, it's SquirrelCon turned like Powerpuff mode for a little while. She was there because the show was just all sweet and innocent and the normal confusion that Brad gives off, that Faith tries to...
Hello, I'm still here.
...to seduce, you know, it wasn't there. It was like, you see those Jehovah Witnesses pulling you on the side, giving you pamphlets of how a perfect world would look like, and there's butterflies and rolling green hills, and the deer are galloping along with the lion.
I thought if you became one of those, you get to live there. Is that not the way it works?
I guess not.
People
live
in
a watchtower.
All ethnic groups and everything. That's how SquirrelCon was. That's how two-line squirrel shows were when Faith was getting better. It was all peaceful. It was all peaceful. It was, I was crying. I was crying tears of joy. You can't do that. I was crying because I was so happy. I was so happy. And then as soon as Faith gets back, I'll be back to chaos and confusion.
So you're saying Faith is responsible for chaos and confusion on the show?
No, he's saying
I think
you
that's
are.
What he's implying. I was already on the show when I was on the show when Helen was on the show. So
it has nothing to do with me. I'm the one who subdues the chaos and confusion.
I'm really waiting for another
Helen
special.
Helen subdued it while I was gone. She just overly subdued it.
I'm waiting for a special another Saturday where we can get her down and record some shows. That was a lot of fun. But it takes a special event because, A, we're fairly busy on Saturdays, and we usually record while she's asleep. And then B, so it's got to be a time where she's awake and we're willing to record, and then she's got to be in the right mood because usually when she's awake on a Saturday, she's like wanting to go to friends' houses and play.
She's like, yeah, see, y'all are boring.
Yeah, I don't. But if she's in the mood to podcast, then
this is what we get. You're painting again. What more could you paint?
We're not painting that bathroom. No more.
We. Okay?
I helped.
Okay, yeah, you did this time. Sorry. But we do need to go to the store and get some decorative items.
Yeah, that's normal. But, yeah, I was just calling in, commenting. What's coming up? Has anyone gone paintballing?
Paintballing?
I've never done that. Have you?
No, I want to. Huh. I do. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I like the box.
You go. I tell you what. You put on boxing gloves. I'll get a paintball gun. And we'll see who wins.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you come out? Have you guys ever? And we'll box.
Huh? No, because there's no way for me to win in that situation. I win. I lose. I lose. I lose. You know what I'm saying?
We're going paintballing. I went. I always go paintballing, but I went and a friend told me that okay, this is I'm tying the paintballing into the Bible. Believe it or not.
What are the chances? Let's take a wager right now. Everybody who's listening right now, I want you to take a wager on whether or not he actually completes this thought. Okay. If you think he will complete this thought, press A. If you think he won't, that doesn't make any sense, does it? If you don't think he'll complete this thought, then,
scream out the window.
Yeah. Scream out the window. Okay. Ready? All right. We'll see if you're right.
But he said the acronym for Bible was, basic information before leaving Earth. I didn't know that.
Wow,
believer's information before leaving Earth. Or biblical information before leaving Earth. I did not know that. You guys know that?
I had no idea. I heard that.
Yep.
You do know that's not what it really
stands
for. That's not
what it really means. Though,
I mean, they
right?
didn't actually take those words and create the word Bible out of it. Bible means the word. It's like the Greek word for the word. But
that's
the initials
an
are really
acronym,
cool. And, yeah, it's really cool an acronym to make up.
Throwing around, and like, I guess he got scared. He was like, oh, do you know what the Bible is? I was like, yeah. She's like, you know what the Bible stands for? And I was like, wait, I stopped for a moment. I was like, has anyone ever asked you what does the Bible stand for? Like, if someone asked you that, what would you say? It stands for love letter between God to us. It stands for the ultimate book of instructions for how to live your life. It's like a how to live your life for dummies. You can't really be dumb and read it, but there's some deep stuff in there. It wouldn't be for dummies. It's just how to read your life for Christians and for non-Christians.
Yeah.
But what's the Bible stand for? That's a good question. That should be like a form question. I don't know how to create forms because I'm still trying to get in past the 3 logins that you guys think doesn't exist, but does exist.
Dude, mylifeministries.org/forums.
I've got a great faith builder for this.
Okay, well, wait till he's almost finished.
Okay.
Excellent question. What does the Bible stand for? Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Anyways, I was going to make this short. Because I got to study.
Wait, how did you relate paintball? Wait, did he ever relate paintball?
He was playing paintball.
When this guy said this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I guess he did complete the thought?
He did.
Okay.
A programming test for US PICS. Yes, I'm in a microprocessor class.
Yeah, you.
I need to sleep in that. I don't call in no more. Late in the morning. Because I'm actually
no
in
more.
Bed by 12, and it's 9. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, that was it. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Alvin.
Adios.
Bye. Happy Friday, Alvin.
Hey, my squirrels taste better than cookies.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me.
I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
That's to you, Winston.
All right, give us the faith builder for today.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.
That is very good.
Praise God.
That is very profound.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Yeah, if you're driving in the car, what you need to do is rock your head side to side.
Okay? And then you need to shoot yourself in the head.
Back and forth. And what is really cool about this song is if you like crank it, you know.
No, like, not really.
Really. Like especially if you're not a lowrider, like one of those matchbox cars, lowrider, 20-inch rims, mm-hmm. and you're listening to the show, crank this.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
If you're rolling through the hood right now with your windows down, I'm telling you, this is going to get you some respect.
Mm-hmm.
Fish heads.
Another place that's great for this song is actually like on the farm. Like when you drive up on the farm and like all your, you know, like all your cowboy buddies are there and they're all staring at the back of the truck and you just drive up with your windows down on your truck and you listen to this song. Let me tell you something. You're going to have an interesting conversation.
Ask a fish head anything you want to. They won't answer. They can't talk.
That's true because fish heads are dead.
Mm-hmm.
They can't talk.
They can't talk.
This is a very deep song. There's a lot of mm-hmm. there's a lot of hidden levels and meanings in this song.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to it a lot lately, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, it's a good song. I mean, on the surface, it seems really simple, but there's a deeper meaning to it
mm-hmm.
because they're fish heads.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is like a Christian thing because it's like the head of the fish, and then what's the head of the church? Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that works? You see, Alvin would understand this.
Mm-hmm.
The only part I don't understand is like eat them up, yum. They're fish heads. Are they candied fish heads? Are they stuffed with some type of thing that actually tastes good? Because fish heads themselves, not a lot of flavor, really. It's mostly gristle. Okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us this week. We hope that you've enjoyed the show this week. We hope you've had a good week. And we hope that we've, in some way, lightened your load or given you a smile. I didn't hurt myself this week, so I hope John Wilkerson's at least enjoyed something
yeah,
that's happened.
We do our best.
I will try to hurt myself next week and record it for y'all. I'm about healed up from the last time I did that, so you have that to look forward to next mm-hmm. week.
Let's go, and may all who come behind us
self-mutilation
find us faithful.
There you go. A challenge from faith.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.